The Goblin Rat. A long time ago, in a village in the mountains of Japan, there lived a farmer and his wife and their many sons and daughters. The family was very poor, so all the children labored in the fields as soon as they were old enough. But the youngest son, whose name was Kami, was too small and weak to work. Since he was a clever boy, his parents decided that he should become a monk. So one day, they took Kami to the temple and asked the abbot to take him. Kami was quick to learn from the monks, but he had one big fault. He loved to draw cats when he should have been studying. He even drew them in forbidden places, such as the margins of the sacred books and the screens and walls and pillars of the temple. And although the abbot told him off, Kami just could not help himself, because he was a born artist. Kami lived and studied in the temple for 7 long years, until one day the abbot summoned him and said,
"We can teach you no more, Kami. You will never make a good monk, but perhaps you could be a great artist. Go now from the temple. But before you leave, listen carefully to what I am about to say, and never forget it. At night, avoid large places. Keep to small."
Kami did not understand what the abbot had said. It puzzled him deeply as he tied up his little bundle of possessions and walked away from the temple. He had no idea where to go or what to do. He could not return home because his parents were too poor to look after him. Then he remembered the temple at Nikoto, some 10 miles away. Perhaps the monks there would agree to take him in. So he set off down the road. No one told Kami that the big temple had been closed. Several months earlier, a huge goblin rat had appeared in the evening mist, and the entire company of monks had fled in panic from the temple. Since that terrible night, 100 brave warriors had gone to the temple to hunt the goblin rat, but not one had ever been seen again. By the time Kami reached Nikoto, night had fallen and everything was silent. Outside the temple, a row of golden lanterns were burning brightly. The local people said they were the devil's lights, lit by the goblin rat to tempt travellers in to rest. Quite unsuspecting, Kami climbed the steps into the temple building. He could see there was nobody inside, but he was so weary that he sat down on the floor to wait for someone to appear. Kami noticed that the hall was thick with dust and cobwebs hung round the pillars. Surely, he thought, he could work as a cleaner, even if the monks rejected him as a novice. The idea pleased him, and he grew happier still when he found some large white screens and a box of brushes and inks. Kami sat for hours painting cats on the temple screens. Then, just before midnight, he lay down on the floor to rest. He had closed his eyes and was almost asleep when he remembered the old monk's words. At night, avoid large places, keep to small. With a jolt, Kami was wide awake. The temple was large and silent, and he felt suddenly afraid. He stood up and looked around for a smaller room where he could sleep safely. In the far corner of the hall, he found a small, empty room with a sliding door. Kami crept inside and, curling up in the corner like a cat, fell into a light sleep. 1 hour before dawn, a huge black shadow appeared on the temple wall. Then all the golden lanterns suddenly went out. Moments later, Kami woke to the dreadful sounds of hissing and shrieking. He huddled into the corner. He did not dare peep through the sliding door. He hardly even dared to breathe. The hideous shrieks grew louder and louder until it seemed as if the whole temple shook. Then the noise stopped. During the long silence that followed, Kami lay in the corner, absolutely still. He lay there until the first rays of sunlight shone into the little room. At last, Kami slipped to his feet and crept noiselessly out of the room. And there in the temple hall, lying before the screens, was the monstrous goblin rat, bigger and more terrifying than a rhinoceros, lying dead in a pool of blood. Kami was so stunned that it was several minutes before he noticed that the mouths of the cats he had drawn on the temple screens were all smeared with blood. His cats had killed the goblin rat. And the words of the wise old abbot had saved his life.